Winnie and Wilbur. The Broomstick Ride. Written by Valerie Thomas and illustrated by Corky Paul. Remember to turn the page when you hear this sound. Winnie the Witch always travelled by broomstick. It was a wonderful way to travel. Winnie would jump onto her broomstick, Wilbur would jump onto her shoulder, and they would zoom up into the sky. There were no traffic lights, no traffic jams, just the empty sky. Well, that was how it used to be. But just lately, the sky had become rather crowded. Last week, Winnie didn't see a helicopter. Wilbur lost two of his whiskers. The week before that, she didn't see a hang glider. Wilbur's tail was bent. The week before that, a very tall building suddenly got in her way. Wilbur lost a clump of fur.
The sky's too dangerous, Wilbur,
said Winnie.
We'll have to try something else.
So she took out her wand, waved it, and shouted,
Abracadabra!
Her broomstick turned into a bicycle. But it was very slow, very hard to pedal. And then a pond got in Winnie's way.
She should look where she's going,
croaked a frog.
A bicycle is worse than a broomstick, Wilbur,
said Winnie.
We'll have to try something else.
So she took out her wand, waved it, and shouted,
Abracadabra!
Her bicycle turned into a skateboard. The skateboard was fast, but it was hard to steer and impossible to stop. Winnie was stopped by an ice cream seller.
Can't you see where you're going?
He shouted.
A skateboard is worse than a bicycle, Wilbur,
said Winnie.
We'll have to try something else.
So she took out her wand, waved it, and shouted,
Abracadabra!
Her skateboard turned into a horse, and they trotted slowly down the path.
This is much better than bicycles or skateboards,
said Winnie. But she didn't see the low branch of a tree. This time, Winnie didn't say anything. She was hanging from a branch. Slowly and carefully, Winnie climbed down from the tree.
I think we'll walk home, Wilbur,
said Winnie. They limped slowly along the road. It was a very, very slow way to travel. But it was safe. Until Winnie stepped into a hole and tumbled deep down under the ground.
I think I need a cup of tea,
Winnie said. Winnie climbed out of the tunnel and went into a shop.
A cup of tea and a muffin, please,
she said.
And a saucer of milk for my cat.
We don't sell cups of tea or muffins,
said the shop lady.
And we don't have saucers of milk, but I think I can help you.
And she sold Winnie a pair of spectacles. Now Winnie and Wilbur travel everywhere by broomstick. It's a wonderful way to travel.